Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Nice to have everybody aboard. 2 o'clock on a Thursday. We take you to six. Our usual cast of characters in tow. A lot to do. We got a lot going on here. What?
I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a rare situation. You always joke about it where we actually could say, since we've all been busy, hey, how's everybody doing today? Haven't seen you.
I know, right?
Hey, partner, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. Hey. I just turned to David and Bert. I was like, guys, what's going on? I haven't seen you all day.
Yeah, it's been a little helter-skelter pre-show for good reasons. We will discuss. We've got some show announcements to make, but we will save that. I want to jump right in. I'm just not done with Lions discussion. I could listen to Stephen A. Smith say Paul Pasqualoni for the rest of my life and probably be happy.
Paul Pasqualoni?
Right. The way the way he accentuates the loney at the end, it just gets me. Like, normally you wouldn't have enough air left to accentuate the latter, the last syllables of Pasqualoni. He adds a syllable. It's fabulous. But I'm just not done with Lions discussion. I just think there's so much to unpack. And look, we will turn our attention to this weekend and turn our attention to Sunday. But I think there is something developing amongst the fan base. And it is this idea of battle lines being drawn between blaming the coach and blaming the players. Now, look, I've spent my fair share of time talking about Patricia, talking about the camp he ran, talking about beating these players down. But there's this growing number of people, and I hear them calling all our shows, who go, well, wait a second, what about these players? What about these guys who make all this money? What about these guys? They're acting like babies. They should buy in, shut up and play, etc. So before we leave this Jets game behind and we move forward to Frisco and who knows? I mean, a win and you got a chance to have a season. A loss, it's over before it begins. Before we go there, I do kind of want to see where people are at with this because it's clear where I am. I think Matt Patricia has come in and done an awful job. I think he's alienated a lot of people in that room. I think he's committed. I mean, look, it is what it is. I've already said it to you that nobody puts their players in pads longer, more often than the Patriots. Patricia's done the same damn thing. Raiders, Giants, joint practices, the practices end, the Giants and Raiders leave, the Lions stay on the field in pads. I mean, it's, again, I think he's done a terrible job. But for some of you, I think you have this idea that it's always going to be on the players. That when it comes to matters of toughness, when it comes to matters of wanting to work, when it comes to matters of training camp, practice schedules, somehow you'll never find your way through. That players should just shut their mouth and play. I'm just going to tell you something. Part of the reason the Lions played for Caldwell, as bad as Caldwell was, okay? And you know I'm not a Caldwell guy. Part of the reason the players played for Caldwell is that when he would hammer them on one day, he'd have a maintenance day on the next. He'd have a lighter day on the next. He'd keep them fresh. He'd keep their spirits up. That's not the Patriot way. The Patriot way is to shove the pencil in the sharpener as hard as you can and continue grinding until you're at the metal of the eraser and then get another pencil. That works if you're winning at a historical clip. That works if you know you're going to a Super Bowl. But this is why Patriot coaches fail. Look, Bill Belichick is not a nice person. Bill Belichick is a maniac. But they win, and players will tolerate it. But when you are a first-time head coach and you have no credibility, and you come in with the pencil and the beard and the poncho, and you just kind of grind people from the start, I got to tell you, I do put that on the coaches. But you know, and I see, you know, Sully hands me ticket texts. Sully, you know, we have the phone calls that David screens. And people go, well, wait a second. These players need to fall in line. What do you mean they don't want to work? Too bad. I can only tell you what I know about the NFL. Let me throw the number, 248-539-9797. The point I'm making, there's idealistic and realistic. Idealistic is, it doesn't matter what the coach asks of you, shut up, fall in line, work your ass off, do what you're told, go win games, right? It all works out in the end. But realistic is, these are grown men. This isn't a high school team. This isn't tryouts to be a walk-on in college. These are grown-ass men. These are the best athletes in the world. You cannot go in and routinely and repeatedly beat on them verbally, beat on them physically, not take suggestion, and be a dictator. It won't work. It's 2018. You know, I said this on Monday. Bill Belichick is the guy who drives the engine in New England. Not Patricia, not McDaniels, and not anyone who was before them. But these Patriot coaches go places trying to recreate the Patriot way. And the difference is you don't have Belichick, you don't have Brady. And what New England's created is, this is where you go to win Super Bowls. No one is very important to us except Tom Brady. If you don't do your job, you will be disposed of. And you don't want to be disposed of because you won't win Super Bowls like us. But see, that's different here in Detroit. You can't just snap your fingers and create that culture. That's built over time. That's built over decades. Just like a positive winning culture is built over decades, so is a negative losing one. The Lions have built a negative losing culture for decades. So when you enter that and you do what Patricia's doing, I think that's how you end up with 48-17 on Monday night. I think that's how you end up with a Caldwell guy in Glover Quinn admitting guys aren't happy. That's a guy who didn't come to OTAs. That's a guy who stayed away from the team. Clearly, Glover Quinn wasn't happy you let Caldwell go. And Quinn represents a lot of players in that locker room. I'm just telling you what side I'm on because I also understand reality. If you want to pretend it's a movie and it's the Junction Boys and the players don't matter, and who cares if they don't, you know, if they don't like it, get out. And if they don't like it, someone else will be. You're right, but here's what's going to happen. If you are going to attempt to recreate New England, you are going to alienate a number of your best players. You are going to lose those best players while they're here. Then you're going to get rid of them. Then you're going to be operating from an even deeper talent differential with the rest of the league. And then you have to hope it all works out. And I got to tell you something. That's just not how stories get written in the NFL. Belichick found Brady. That's it. Story's over. If Belichick doesn't find Brady, and if Brady doesn't find Belichick, and if Mo Lewis doesn't kill Drew Bledsoe in that game, none of this happens. Belichick would have been fired the same way he was fired in his other stops or left the Jets before he coached. But he failed before, he would fail again. So this idea that you're going to come here and do these things, it hasn't worked anywhere else. I don't know why you think it would work for you. And I'm not going to blame the players for, I don't want to say revolting, that's not fair, for, quote, not fully buying in. And, oh, by the way, for being dead tired and beaten down. Remember, many places, your best players barely practice. Okay, Calvin Johnson didn't practice the last 2-3 years of his career. Or when you hammer your veterans, you give them a maintenance day the next 2 days. Get the bodies right. I always go back to this story. An interview with Tiki Barber, late 90s, when he was good, right, after he fixed the fumbling problem. And he made the comparison that playing running back in the NFL was the equivalent of being in 30 car accidents a week. And how his body just started feeling right around Friday, and he had to go and do it all over again. But now with the advent of Thursday Night Football, with Mother Nature taking her course as you get into your late 20s, as you get into your early 30s, bodies don't react the same way. These are men. They're not machines. I'm telling you, the approach Patricia and Patriot men take is destined for failure. And I think that's why you saw what you saw Monday, and I think that's why you're in trouble this weekend. But if you blame the players, that's fine. I just think it's a flawed perspective. But let's talk about it. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. A lot to do. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.